Subscribe to the podcast and receive a new episode every day on your device.
New, like almost like a different release. I wanted to add a few more tracks to the vinyl release, but we never got to do it in time and stuff. And maybe it's something that I'll do in the future, you know, the, if I do a digital release with one artwork, do a physical release with a new artwork, but a few bonus tracks as well. Yeah, yeah. So it's like, it feels like this is like exclusive type thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And so that's kind of my story behind it. I had this really great photographer, Alex Crew, and he takes these really great portraits and stuff. And
Can you describe the picture of the cassette, like the physical, or is it giving it away
if you're describing it? No, it's not giving it away. No, no, totally.
Yeah, that's interesting. You describing an image of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm just like kind of sitting. It's just like a newfound. It's to me, I'm sitting down. I've kind of got my arm crossed, but like I'm sitting with one arm across the other. And so my left arm is crossed over my body holding my right arm, and my right arm's just like through my lap kind of thing. And I've got my legs crossed over with like no socks on, with trainers. Like, but the trainers are significant because they're like a London kind of favorite. They're Air Max 95s, which is the year of the shoe. So they're 95s. That's what we call them for short, like 9.5s or 1.10s, because they costed like £110 back in them days.
Yeah.
But these ones were like 125, but we still just call them 1.10s, isn't it? Like,
What's the shirt you're wearing?
the shirt is from, that shirt is exclusively from Lagos, from my mum. She brought it back from Africa. For all her boys to be in sync, because I got four brothers.
Wow.
And she wanted us all in African attire. She had her African garment on, which is the same exact print as that, but a dress with a head wrap.
That sounds beautiful.
To match. Yeah, so nice. And we had to wear it on her birthday.
Nice.
So that was just like a nod to my mum that, you know, I'm still doing this music, and oh, look at your son now, mum, that, you know, I'm wearing the top that you got me from Nigeria, like as a kind of representation of, and it's got bits of orange in it as well, and it's pretty colourful.
And then
I was just like, yeah, it's I'm just sitting on the roof to my my flat back in London.
I really felt like there was, it feels like when I'm looking at these two artworks, they really frame your music quite well. And I really adore that they are two separate artworks. Because this one has like one very specific feel to it, and you're sitting with like a lot of confidence, and you're approaching the camera and like looking into the lens, and you can really tell that this is like a very personal approach.
Yep.
And
Definitely.
Then the digital, which you, dear listener, can of course Google. The digital artwork has more like, it's a bit more processed.
Yeah, definitely processed. Yeah.
And like you are looking like away from the camera, it's more like a spectator thing. Yeah. And it looks a little bit more, I feel like this could also be like an older picture.
Yeah.
And the new one is definitely, or the digital one is definitely new.
Yeah.
And I just really feel like those two framings of an album are such an interesting matrix to for the music to exist within.
Thank you. That's it.
But I was
that's
just
a
curious
good analogy.
About like
So that's the story behind it. Yeah. And I'm like,
should we listen to the title track?
Let's do it.
Yeah, sick.
I'll put it on.
Or a tight orange. Aura type orange. Aura type orange. Aura type orange. Aura, they love in my aura. Aura, they love in my aura.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
They love in my aura.
Thank you.
Pictures, focus on the ends, maintain. Perfect with that paint, it's not the same picture. Perfect with that paint, not the same picture. It ain't, you a little chicken, I can rock your feather. Yeah, cause we're heavyweight, we are never feather. Yeah, never say never. Never stop my endeavor. Getting more, I'm all a tool. You're quiet. Everyone on my team biased. Yeah, and they stand by us. Everyone, yeah, on my team biased. And you know that we don't like liars. Only spit the truth, we don't like liars. Niggas always bluffing, they could never touch him. Percussions and discussing on this introduction.
They love him, my
aura. Oh, they love me, yeah, they love me, yeah, they say they do.
They love in my aura.
I know they love me, yeah, they love me, yeah, they say they do.
Aura, tight orange.
I know they love me, yeah, they love me, yeah, they say they do.
They love in my aura.
I know they love me, yeah, they love me, yeah, they say they do.
They love in my aura. Aura, keep getting it. They love in my aura.
The doggy fat.
Type orange,
yeah,
so nice.
Thank you. Or type orange, yeah, I love that. It was that song actually had another version. The original version wasn't nothing like that,
really.
Yeah, it was like it started so different. It was like a different concept song. It weren't like clubby, you know, in that sense. It was like really conceptual, like some uplifting type. It was like, how could we ever try think that I'm never gonna step to the doggy? So sicker rap sing on that father figure. Or a tight orange. Tight orange, life orange. Ooh, telling my flows ain't sicker. That kind of thing. And it was like some different thing, like all together. And it just happened that I was rapping. Freestyling, Meeks came to my house, press record, just sitting at my desk, and I was like just at where the mic was, kind of just like rapping, and then I just said aura type orange, who flying for, and Meeks was like, man, that's a sick name for an album, like
nice.
they pulls me, like, you know, yeah, and they never pulls me when I'm recording.
Oh.
Ever, like, you know.
Listening to Aura Type Orange made me want to hear some more music, actually.
Yeah, we should try and add some songs. We've been talking a lot.
What should we hear?
Well, so my hope for the show is that we're going to listen to some of your stuff. You're going to do some live stuff. I want to listen to Curl stuff.
Okay.
And
I also brought some music.
We brought just music.
Cool. Yeah.
And I heard a little rumor that you were into Celine Dion.
Yeah.
So maybe you could brainstorm a favorite of hers. I would really like to play her on the show.
Yes.
So maybe we can.
Do you know what? Celine Dion's big in yard, you know. Hey, I swear, Celine Dion is massive in Jamaica.
That's what I heard.
They always play her in parties, really? In Jamaica. Yeah. And when they play her, it's a
people go crazy.
Down. Yeah,
I heard that. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song?
Whitney, Celine, all of her is my favorite song. Like,
all of it.
Man, I'm just like, yeah, you know, do a little karaoke type shit, man. Oh my gosh, this is great.
Oh, we can listen to something else, of course, and you can have a think about what Celine Dion says.
Maybe it would be really good to end on her.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Then we can all have like the show to think about it.
Yeah.
I brought a track
banging.
You
I've got to get a feature with her.
Yeah, it's please. Oh my God.
It's gonna happen.
Manifest it.
Put it out in the universe and just, make it happen.
I brought a track that you really opened up to me, actually. Oh. When, or like something that I knew already but kind of rediscovered through you.
Oh, sick.
Which is like the Dizzy Rascal Boy in the Corner album.
Oh, yeah.
We should listen to a track from that album just to listen to some music together as well.
Yep. Let's do it.
Okay. Do you have a favorite track of the album, or should I choose one?
I love every track of that album.
I was thinking about Brand New Day, maybe.
I was thinking that as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, banging. Yeah, Brand New Day, new opportunities. What can I say? I plan to make my paper, put some away for off-key day. Put it away, Brand New Day. Yeah, the Marquette, up front and direct. Yes.
Okay, money, pay, respect, don't insult.
My intellect, so sick. That was like, that inspired me so much. That was like, all right, I got to start properly recording now.
Mm.
You know, like. Man are actually taking it serious, like, and like, raw man are, man are like not going to school to do this, like, you know, like bunk in school, like, you know, like to be in a studio and make music, like, I was like, nah, like, whoa, like, I thought I was a serious artist, and then
this album comes out,
I'm just like, oh fuck, you know, back to the drawing board, you know, like, it's crazy, but
good that it's a motivational album. Maybe we should listen to Brand New Day, because then you kind of also get the power to
why not. Let's do it.
Yeah, MCs better start chatting about what's really happening, because if you ain't chatting about what's happening, where you living, what are you talking about? Cause you know and I know, it's gonna be a hot summer. But you know what?
Survival.
It's gonna be even a hotter winter.
Survival.
And Lizzie I ain't even talking about the weather.
Drop deep on knees.
Lizzie Rascal. Looks like I'm losing friends. There's a lot of hostility in my ends. We used to argue, always make up and be friends. Now we settle disagreements with the skanks. Looks like I'm losing mates. There's a lot of hostility near my gates. We used to fight with kids from other estates. Now 8mm settle debates. Woo! Looks like I'm losing sight, cause I'm looking at the future, it ain't bright. So I look out my window and pray every night. I thank God for my friends, but they ain't tired. Looks like I'm losing hope, cause I climb this mountain without rope. But I know I'm the captain of my boat, so I steadily sail and hope not to die. But it's a brand new day, new opportunities, what can I say? I plan to make my pay, put some away for an off-key day. But it's a brand new day, new opportunities, what can I say? I plan to make my pay, put some away for an off-key day. Yo, demand, collect, upfront and direct. Pay money, pay respect, you don't insult my intellect. No, demand, collect, cash, upfront and direct. Pay money, pay respect, don't insult my intellect. When we ain't kids no more, will it still be about where it is right now? Like fighting for anything, anytime, and acting without a care anywhere? And when we ain't kids no more, will it still be about where it is right now? Like bank scams, street robbery, shotters, blotters, or HMP? And when we ain't kids no more, will it still be about where it is right now? Pregnant girls who fit no love, useless mans with no plan. When we ain't kids no more, will it still be about where it is right now? Cause negative signs just keep showing up, some of us better just start growing up. But it's a brand new day, new opportunities, what can I say? I plan to make my pay, put some
away for an off-key day. It's a brand new day, new opportunity. Yo, what you say? I plan to make my pay, but put some away for an off-key day. Yo, demand, collect, use me, man. I'm done, I'm direct. Yo, pay money, pay respect. Pay me, don't insult my intellect. What? Demand, collect, cash up front and direct. Pay money, pay respect. Don't insult my intellect. When I look at my life, I can't help but think, cause I could have resulted to drugs and drink. Every day was the same as the day before. We were never quite sure of what's in store. Every day I wake up, I can't help but feel uncertain of life. I mean, is this real? My thoughts skip around my head like dancers. I know it's wrong to question, but I need answers. The who's, the what's, the how's, the when's, the why's. You can look in my face and see the pain in my eyes. Tears ready to fall like the rain in the skies. But I hold back, put my feet down and rise. Cause guys wanna test my words, so I can't just cater for second or third. Plus I know predators only go for the weak, and that's long, so I gotta stay strong, get me? But it's a brand new day, new opportunities, what can I say? I plan to make my pay, but put some away for an off-key day. But it's a brand new day, new opportunities, what can I say? I plan to make my pay, but put some away for an off-key day. Yo, demand, collect, demand, cash, upfront and direct. Pay money, pay respect, you don't insult my intellect. No, demand, collect, cash, upfront and direct. Pay me, pay money, pay respect, yo, don't insult my intellect. Real life,
we're not fucking up, man.
Yo, you know we're going on dirty, going on stank. Summer's gonna be real, man. This is Ross gonna be real. Better start waking up. Move. Get me. Nothing ain't sweet. Nothing
it's
ain't
saliva.
It's saliva.
You like my brethren, Wiley?
It's all real.
Yes. I don't know. That was just me. I don't know if it was an off thing to bring, because it's, I know it's not like directly linked to you, but to me, you are the link between me and Dizzy Rascal. Mm. Because listening to your music made me understand his music better.
Oh, so nice.
I brought a bunch of random music as well. Where I just felt like the vibe was so...
Yeah. Really.
It's also really nice.
That's just nice thing about doing radio is it's just friends hanging out, like, talking about music.
Yeah. Talking about music. That's that's a compliment. That's great. Yeah. Man, yeah.
I don't know. There was just something about the way that the vocals interact with the production.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And I think because I guess this album is from 2003, Boy in the Corner.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think when I listened to it when I was younger, I didn't fully, you know, it's also a very different context because I've grown up in Denmark and I don't know.
Yeah, I was
like,
going to say.
Yeah, it's not something that, you know, has lived here as organically as in the UK.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe I was a bit alienated by it at first. I mean, I liked it, but since I started listening to your music, May, I really also started enjoying Dizzy Rascal in like retrospect, which is also a bit weird. But I just love how those portals
kind
of open.
You talked about your influences and you mainly mentioned like American stuff.
Yeah.
And I think to a lot of Danes, it was also... For me personally, it was like Dizzy Rascal, maybe The Streets, where it was like, rap
cold
music is from other places as well.
Yeah. And that's how I kind of found out about rap in the UK as well.
Yeah, for sure.
I always used to just think, it did originate in America, but I thought that, you know, that just Americans done it, like, because... if you heard, like, you wouldn't really hear a UK British artist rapping that English as Dizzy Rascal. Like, a lot of them would be trying to put on the accent and trying to be American.
Again,
and being like,
black,
but you're from London.
Yeah, you're
from London. Why are you rapping like that? Like, we don't say that here. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't say there. Like, or I'm liking where you stick it right there. You know, Chingy or Nelly and all that type of stuff. You know, like, we weren't doing that. So
on our show we also played some rap from Liverpool and Manchester,
and
the dialect is so distinct as well there. It makes so much sense to like incorporate that into sort of the flow of it.
Exactly. Man,
let's listen maybe to some more music.
Some tracks that we brought.
Yeah, or something else.
Yeah, some tracks that you or guys do you brought, or like do, instrumental or rap.
We could do one of the beats that you brought.
Yeah,
I feel
we
like
could
after Dizzy Rascal, that would be a nice bridge for you to do.
And I mean, for you who's listening to the program, it's of course like very different things. We're just like throwing everything in the mix.
Yeah.
The
big stew.
Hey, what did you call me?
Yeah, we're in the stew. That's what my bedrooms used to call studio for sure.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to the stew, man. Where are you? I'm in the stew, you know? I'm in
I
the stew.
I kind of feel like I'm in the stew. It's kind of
hot. It's a very hot day in Copenhagen.
Definitely
so.
Hot. And the energy in there is great, and it's like hot as well.
Yeah.
Well, let's do an instrumental then, and we can do some more live rapping.
Yeah, I'll be up for that.
Nice.
Where do we put them? We put them here.
Okay, so I rode around because I knew that you were going to be with us in the studio, May.
Yes.
So I asked some friends to send over some beats.
Whoop.
And this was one of the beats that came in from a Danish producer called Minais B.
Yes.
A.K.A. Vilas.
Who was at the show yesterday as well.
Who happens to be... also a big Brother May fan.
Yeah.
He's awesome. And, big him up, man.
And he made this beat called, in Danish it's called Liv og Lys. How do you say that?
Liv og Lys.
Yeah.
Liv og Lys.
Which translates to life and light.
Yeah, life and light.
Yeah.
Which is also something you're about, isn't it?
Yeah. Awesome. That
so
resonates
gonna,
with me.
When you say go.
Yeah. Let's go. Hey. Yeah. This is my joint. Yeah, this is my joint. Love it with my favorite song comes on. Huh? This is my joint. Love it when my favorite song comes on. Like, yeah, this my joint. I love it when my favorite song comes on. I love it with the girl and me moving left to the right. Move all night, like, yeah, that's right. Dog, if fight, yeah, that's right. I'm dog, if fight, yeah, that's right. Got the girl and moving to left to right. Yeah, this my joint. I love it when my favorite song comes on. I love it when the girl and me moving left to the right. Move all night, like, yeah, that's right. Dog, if I, yeah, that's right. I'm dog, if I, yeah, that's right. I'm making bangers with me cup tonight. I will. My will. It's my will. I will. Look, I can love it when my favorite song comes on. I love it when my favorite song comes on. Huh? When your phone comes off, I love it when your favorite phone comes off. I love it when your favorite bra comes off. I'm dog, if fired, yeah, that's right. I'm dog, if fired, yeah, that's right. Got the gal moving to left to right. Yeah, love it when I catch that vibe. I love it when I catch that flight. I love it when I do that mic. I love it when I touch that and rap that mic. I love it when I do that, the goal's in sight. The goal's in my target, the ball by the horns. Got my goal in sight and I'm holding on tight. I'm a dog, if fight, yeah, that's right. I will. It's my will. I will. Roll like the wheels, that I roll like the wheels. It's dog, if fight, yeah, I do that. Yeah, I will. Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Nice.
Thank
so
you,
good.
Man. Yeah,
so
guest. I like that beat. I like that, man. It's a vibe.
Nice.
Yeah, a little remix.
Definitely.
Do you want to do another one or
yeah, we
what's
could go,
the vibe?
We could go in again.
We have a few.
Let's try another one.
I'm in a good mood. Which, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Just be me, man. Doggy fed. Yo. First, it was me and my friends on the ends. There was no booth on the ends. It was just us with the pad and the pen. I was paying 120 for the Z. I was a lord of the mic before the lord of the decks. And clash me, end up in the morgue to rest. Rest. Look, I was watching Dizzy like I'ma be next. Samurai separates head from neck. Looking for the shows, I was looking for the checks. At A&E said, cash me, you end up in the A&E bed. Ansel and Greta when I'm coming for the bread.
yeah. Them times me and Mika met, I never knew she was a DJ yet. And me and Bakes come through, murder the set, I had dude that deep, we were getting interest. Got a couple kicks, but it weren't peas yet. Mika weren't buzzing like a bee yet. Inquisitude was the first mixtape then. Pissed cause I just went pen, so I missed out the pics with my filthy friends. But Meeks is real, we can still be friends. Give me bare beats, I'ma duppy them again. Get a freestyle for the freestyle men. Then, look, I'm born winning, we're born to win G. Need a breaking P. Niggas get mad cause it's raking peas. That niggas can't ever be as bad as me. Hey, hey, born winners are born to win G. Woman is on board to win G. Niggas getting mad cause I'm making P. But this ain't even on the wave with me. But this ain't even on a level like me. But this ain't even on a wave like Martha. But this ain't even on a wave like a Ness. But this ain't even on a wave like us. And on the late radio, doing it to death. Doing it to death is up from the head. This is all straight from the head, and I said. This is all straight from the head, and I said. That I'm searching for the bread like Hansel and Gret. Yeah, I told you already, bro. I told you already that I'll never regret. I told you when I drive them bikes on Copenhagen streets, I'm the best. Yo, niggas gonna test that G. Hey, no, yo. Oh, I just started freestyling so at the end. You know.
Whoa,
yeah, man. I'm fucking with that. Vibes. Yeah, that's a good vibe.
Yeah.
Such a good vibe.
We're so blessed to have you.
Oh, man, I'm blessed to be here. Like, yeah, thanks.
That was a Yangtze beat, just to.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
For
sick,
the liner
sick.
Notes.
Yeah. That was hard.
Wow.
Slowly weaving you into the Danish show.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Man, I'll fuck with a lot of producers here. Producers, if you're here and you got free beats, please send them my way, man.
I feel like you can make a lot of producer friends in Copenhagen.
Yeah,
Let's maybe listen to some more. You have some music as well.
I was going to. You got to choose Dizzy Rascal, and maybe I should play something from the West Coast of the United States of America.
Yes.
And again, pretty random, but just a feeling. And I heard it for the first time the other day, and I found out it came out in March, but it's Cypress Hill.
Oh, man.
And I didn't even know.
Wow, B-Ruined them. Yeah. Oh, yeah, them. Legends.
This
I can't believe I didn't speak about
really
them.
Really good. And I feel
insane in the membrane. Yeah. Insane in the brain. Oh, man.
But I feel like this song sort of contains the same type of positivity and sort of like go getter that you have in you. So that's why I brought it.
You.
That's the only sort of reference.
Whoa, that is a strong reference. I'm honored about that. And Dizzy. And epic.
So this is Champion Sand by Cypress Hill.
So whatever he decided to do, he was going to do it well. He always wanted to do better than anyone else. Always.
Who's the champion? We the champion. I the champion.
Champion Sam.
Who's the champion? We the champion. I the champion.
Champion Sam.
Who's the champion? We the champion. I the champion.
Champion Sam.
Who's the champion? We the champion. I the champion.
Champion Sam.
Foundation lane, we paved the way. Remain solid when most just fade away. Drop knowledge, no college, it's day to day. Narration of what we facing around the way. And this the one-ton champion. Big said dog, can't they get the job done? Forever ready if there's ever a problem. Haters don't want none, tell I'm moving caution.
And you could never stop running when you see me pop. When you could predict the outcome, hand phrase, I'm the champion. It ain't a riddle, we never play in the middle. We spit it, you feel a little hesitation. You're so brittle, ready to break. Listen, concentrate like a dabbing out. Slapping out, take another hit of the wedding cake. Bob it out, Dr. Green Thumb, I prescribe it out. Competition, wipe them out. Fastball, strike them out.
Who's the champion? We're the champion.
No one.
I the champion. We're
the champion, Sam.
Who's the champion?
We're
the champion.
No
I the champion.
We're the champion, Sam.
Who's the champion?
We're
the champion.
No
I the champion.
We're the champion, Sam.
Who's the champion?
We're
the champion.
No
I the champion.
We're the champion, Sam.
Show me the stage, we came to work. Got to hit them where it hurts. Champions coming first. Cause we don't know no second place. I'm the one that set the pace. Roll one and elevate. celebrate. We've been winning so long, maintained so strong, others couldn't hold on. But this that almighty Cypress Hill shit, stop a hater real quick, evacuate the building.
Evacuate the children, we bringing down the ceiling. You comprehend the feeling, champions winning. But it's only the beginning, you're still stung. I'm running game, the unsung, get it done, get it won. Top guns, top notch, top heavy, ready to pop heavy, ready to rock steady, we're so deadly. Who's the champion? Sound boy, you're looking at him. Listen to him, drinking witches brew and spitting venom.
Who's the champion? We the champion.
No one.
I the champion.
With the champion sound.
Who's the champion?
We
the champion.
No one.
I the champion.
With the champion sound.
Who's the champion?
We
the champion.
No one.
I the champion.
With the champion sound.
Who's the champion?
We
the champion.
No one.
I the champion.
With the champion sound.
So there's that.
Very nice.
Very, hey, that very, was a banger. Nice. Cypress Hill, they're another people I grew up listening to. Yeah.
Oh, so I kind of hit the right note.
You did. Right on the right note.
Cool.
Champion sound as well. That is a banger. I can't believe I ain't heard that until now. Yeah, man. Definitely going to get into that proper. Mm. Cool. Whoa.
What more music? More. I feel like now it's like, yeah, now I just want to listen.
Music. Do you want to choose the song? We can put whatever you want.
Yes.
Do you
want to
choose the song?
Yeah, this Don't You See It featuring Jonine by Lorraine James. I think that's a banger.
And nice. You played with Jonine recently.
I did, in Cafe Otto for a show that they had, that they asked me to be part of, which was amazing experience. They're so talented.
Mm.
They're like almost the epitome of talent. Like just what, everything that they do, they bring all these different trinkets. They do the loop pedal. They like play guitar. They play other instruments. They play bass. They like got a great singing voice. Yeah, I'm just really into that whole vibe, like, of just experimental, trying out new things. Like, yeah, she always referred to us as a teenage high school teenage band, like.
Nice.
A high school teenage kind of free, like,
the
band.
The purest thing there is.
Yeah, you know? How we all start, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll play this, like, if we're ready, yeah. Sick.
Hold, yeah. You got this hold. got this hold, hold, yeah. You got this hold, hold, yeah. But do you say it? Do you say it now? Well, you've got this hold on me somehow. Do you see it now? You got this hold, hold, yeah. You got this hold, hold, yeah. Do you see it? Do you see? Summer, 'cause summer's fading out. Do you see it? Do you see it now? The tighter you hold on, the more you're losing out. Do you see it? Do you see it now? Summer is a traitor, 'cause summer's moving out. When you talk, you seem to get things wrong.
Summer is a traitor because summer's moving on. Oh my
madness.
God.
Madness.
There's kind of madness. Perfect for where we are right now, like last week of August.
Yeah, like what the fuck, like
it's a bit,
traitor.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
About your don't leave me.
I mean, huge experience to
such a soundscape.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lorraine James, I love both of them basically.
Yeah.
They're both sick. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me play something, that I was into, that I'm still into, yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Old, new, and something blue, like,
exactly.
You know? Like,
exactly.
Yeah. It's blue now because summer's gone, like, you know?
Oh, I want to address something borrowed, I think, because remember, like, was it even a couple of months ago that I wrote you, and I was like, is this your song? And it was, I got an ad on Instagram.
Oh, shit.
And it was, what's it called? Världens bästa nyheter. Like it's like a news outlet for like positive news.
No.
Do you remember this? That, I don't know if I can find it.
Oh, and it had a sample from something.
That's one of the songs by you that I'd really like to play before this show is over today.
Okay.
Is the original, but I just... Do you remember this?
I'm so confused.
And you were like,
as if you know.
So,
oh, yeah.
Actually, maybe I can plug it into my phone and I can playlist. If this ad is still, I'm going to click this link. If this ad is still working, let's see.
Yeah.
So this is a little sound bit.
Whoa, it is.
What?
Yeah. So my Shazam ears instantly picked up on this ad that I got.
Your Shazam ears are powerful.
And I was like, did you sample someone else? But it seems like most of your music is actually like original.
It's original, yeah. Tone made that music. Tony Howard. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So should we listen to the original?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah, that's sick.
Let's do it.
I rise, I wake up, feel good, you know. I'm feeling blessed and then I turn on that stereo. That song comes on, I'm fresh, I'm wearing my newest clothes. Head out the door, I'm ready for the day to unfold. Yeah, I rise, I wake up, feel good, you know. I'm feeling blessed and then I turn on that stereo. That song comes on, I'm fresh, I'm wearing my newest clothes. Head out the door, I'm ready for the day to unfold. Yeah. I rise, I wake up, feel good. Brand new day in my hood. Man, them talking that life, but their feet can't fit in my books. You ain't catching me sleeping, it won't work. Brand new tripping, I'm too good. If I'm grabbing and sticking and then I'll get to ripping and then just like a dog, my ting roof. Like a dog, my ting roof. Like a dog, my ting bark. On the spot, you get spark. This is a picture, my art, a bit from my heart. It's just a light start, I mean, like work, a bit of my work. This is a bit of my work. And this is the proof the dream works. Who could ever be like me? Fell asleep and I woke up living my dream. High G, we're getting money, high 5G. Been a gunner from when I was in Highbury. Nice G, and I never was a nice G. Making defrost if a boy icy. You're getting seasick, brother, huh? Trying to ride that wave in the high seas. And I swim with the currents like a Pisces. The champagne so cold, getting brain freeze. Your track so weak, it amazed me. I mean, it amused me. Had a chick so thick, wanna taste me. But I only got time for she. I'm doggy, fighty, empty. Always on a full tank, never on empty. You're seeing the way that I bless beats. You don't know it's T-O-N-E. I rise, I wake up, feel good, you know. I'm feeling blessed and then I turn on that stereo. That song comes on, I'm fresh, I'm wearing my newest clothes. Head out the door, I'm ready for the day to unfold.
Yeah, I'm so into that. Song. Yeah, thank you.
So good.
Yeah, that was gassed. Yeah.
And someone else loved Tony. It so much that they ripped it off.
Ripped it off.
Not cool, though. Seriously.
I mean, kind of cool.
Should be getting some royalties in the mail.
You know, exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm into that. I mean... Yeah.
I just feel like without asking permission.
It's weird.
That's not
yeah,
bad look.
Yeah.
But
they probably didn't do the research. Maybe like some of the SoundCloud like bedroom artist just was like, this is nice, I'll make my version.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
it
was like Creative Commons something.
Yeah.
Well,
and I mean, man.
We're here to set the record straight.
Yeah, to set the straight. Yeah, fuck that. You know, sick. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
It made me want to ask another question that I feel like is a Brother May essential. if there is a story behind Dodgified.
That was a question. Just the vocabulary in general. Also the seashell
thing.
That was also kind of why I wanted to take you to the doggy beach.
Yeah.
Because I felt like that must be a doggified place. But we never went.
Doggified. Yeah, so like that is a that's like a word that I just made up. Mm-hmm. Like and I was just like, rah, I'm like, yeah, that was just like a word I made up and 'cause I felt like, I'm like doggified, which is like kind of confident, which is like just like raw emotion sometimes and just like, you know, like really like certified in what I do, like and in my hood, like and in like, and in my just approach to life, like and just the fact that, you know, I just hold it down, like, hold down my missus, the kids and that. And just that, like, got this huge respect for my mum and stuff. Like, you know, that I didn't always have because growing up as a young boy, it's just like, you don't realise what's really that important sometimes. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But as I got older, I realised, rah, man, I'm actually doggified. Like, and I thought, rah, that sounded sick. And I was like, yo, that's hard. It was like, a certain, like, I'm always part of a team or a pack, like, and I've always been, like, in this pact and stuff, and the original dog for me is a wolf, you know, and a wolf is, like, they're always in a pact, they're loyal, they're, like, they roll together, they're, like, they got this strong bond, you know, like, and that's how I feel like I am with anyone that I love and that, you know, that I appreciate and that we connect on a, like, on a mental plus spiritual level, like, you know, I feel like, yeah, that's doggified, like, that's sick, like, you know, so it's more like a uplifting word, like, and it's better than just saying, like, niggas and, or, like, you know, like, oh, yeah, my nigga, like, yeah, man's nigga, like, you get me, man's that nigga, like, I'm that nigga, like, you know, like, even though that's, like, a cool word as well, but it just feels like, yeah, I wanted to make up my own word, like, or just have something that means something near and dear to me, like, so it could have been wolfified, you know what I'm saying, but no, it was doggified to the fullest, like, you know, and that is it, like, you know, like, that's where that came from, like, you know, through just experiences in life, and then just that name just came to me, and I was like, man, like, wonder if I could get this entered in a dictionary one day.
Yeah,
like,
I was going to say, like, are you hoping for it to take Collins on and for other people to incorporate it?
Yeah, 100% now. You know, but like, or we'll someone might say I'm doggified like me, or like, you know, like, and there's dollified as well for the girls, like, for the females. Oh. Like, yeah, like, when a female's like feeling all dolled up, like, you know, Barbie and Ken type shit, you get me, and she could be dollified if she wants, you know, or she can be doggified, you know. It's like,
I also
both.
Feel like I know some guys that dollify.
Guys can be dollified, you know,
you,
like,
can be
it's
whatever
all,
you want
to
be,
yeah,
so
it's you know, it's nice, we're in a time of non-binary choices. And non-conformist, like, and people haven't been expressing it in anything that they do, like, you know, and yeah, so it's like, it's a word for everyone, like, really, like, and it's a confident booster as well. When you're feeling doggified, you're feeling fresh, you're feeling clean, you're feeling like you can take on or surmount any kind of obstacle.
Nice.
And nothing can really stop you. It's like a really positive, like, kind of, like, word, like, you know, but it's still, like, got its gangster tone to it as well, like, you know, like, I'm doggified, like, you know, I'm cool, I'm nice, but I can be doggified to the fullest as well. Like, don't set me off because it might be your last day on earth, you know what I'm saying? Like, but not really, but you know, that kind of thing, like, don't mess it, like,
definitely.
I'm cool, but like, you know, like, I don't I don't know, we've all got that side to us where, you know, like you might just click that wrong switch, like, and that person comes out, like, where you're just like, ah, you know, like. But yeah, nowadays I'm more controlled in my energy and my like my approach to people and life and stuff. I don't like people to be able to control me to get that angry or to be like negative and stuff, like, because I feel like I'm just being a puppet or whatever on the string to someone else's will, like, you know, like, let me upset this guy and see if I can get some energy off him, like, you know. And it's just like, you're not gonna get like, you know. But yeah, Dogified is just like a kind of way of life. It's just like a saying, like, but created by myself, that just means, like, you know, like, just strong, confident, you know, part of a team, part of a pack, like, look after your guys. Like, I always step in for Meeks or Cobby if I feel like they're being, like, if someone's driving them a hard bargain or if someone's, like, you know, trying to take their kindness for a weakness. I'm like, nah, don't try it with my bedroom. Like, boom, like, I'll step, like, I'll say my piece. Like, I'll never not. If something annoys me or if something, like, I feel like I got to say something, I would say something. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to be, like, not say it just for that person's feelings, because you're saying it not considering my feelings or my friend's feelings. So why shouldn't I say what I want to say because you didn't care about what you said? So I'm not going to care about upsetting your feelings because you're definitely not thinking straight, you know, if you're doing that, you know. So then that's when the doggy comes out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes
and a lot of sense. Yeah, and I always feel like just confident and just like, yeah, I really feel like I can surmount any obstacle and just that there's nothing too huge. That I feel like if I'm presented with a problem, it must be to build my character or to see if I can overcome this, like, or if I can, you know, like, yeah, if I can do it. Like, even me flying on an airplane without having any drugs or no alcohol, like, I used to always fly under the influence, like, because I felt like that's how I can overcome my fear of heights, like, you know, like, and, but I was like, nah, man, this is a joke. Like, I'm not scared of heights. Like, you know, like, who cares? Like, I'm up in the air. Whatever happens, happens. Like, if that's the fate, if that's the destined, if that's destined to be, that's what it is. Like, you know, like, and at least I was doing this. You know, at least I was on my way to Copenhagen. Or at least I got there, done the show. And if I on my way back, touch wood, anything, then that's what that is. Like, you know, I just kind of lost the care and lost fear, like, you know, lost all sense. And that was just the Dogified, like, that was just that kicking in and just me being like, raw, I'm flying sober now. This is crazy. I'm actually present. Like, this is, I can feel the plane. I can feel the, like, the air around me, the surroundings. I can feel, like, you know, that the air is in this cabin, you know, and I'm just like, yeah, the air's in this cabin, like, whoa, like, if it gets cut off, like, we can't breathe, or, like, you know, there's no, the pressure's crazy up here, you know. And yeah, that was just Dogified for me.
It totally aligns with, like, what I imagined, but I also didn't want to assume anything.
That's my explanation.
You get, like, a very strong sense of what the word might be when you listen to your songs.
Exactly.
Brilliant that you're here to explain it to us.
Thanks. Yeah,
I think that's such a nice note to sort of round it off on.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
And then, as we talked about, maybe we should end with the most Dogified,
Dogified ever.
Person.
Yeah.
Because we heard that you like Celine Dion.
And various others,
asked you
but
if
definitely
there's a
Celine.
Song that you would want to play by her.
She's got so many. I mean, I think it's Love Never Dies? No. What's the song again?
Love Is On The Way?
I think it's that one. Let me see. Love Is On The Way. Love Can Move Mountains. My Heart Will Go On.
I mean,
on.
We can
is it
try
My Heart
and
Will Go On?
That's the one from the Titanic.
Yeah.
That's a good one too.
I mean, that would be epic.
Maybe we gotta play that. Maybe play that from
what
the Titanic.
What are you doing? We're up for anything. It's up to you. after you talking about being on airplanes.
It's like,
yeah, let's run that.
Let's run that.
My Titanic moment, Leonardo DiCaprio, like, you know, like,
love
shit.
Scene from Titanic.
Crazy.
Oh, with the, oh, and that also.
But before
Leonardo's.
But
always thought, who found that ring under the seat? Like, that they lost, like, you know, like, man. That would have been crazy.
I actually never finished watching Titanic.
So I haven't seen it since I was a teenager.
Yeah, they lost a priceless ring. This ring was filming crazy. No, like in the film.
In the movie.
In the movie, yeah, yeah.
Rose.
They lose a ring under the water. It's just like, whoa. Yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't a ring. It was a chain. Like a...
Oh, yeah, like a necklace.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's what she dashed in. You found that, boy. That ruby was a hench. Blue is incredibly big, but I was like, nah, that's got to be at least, yeah, 50 to 60 mil. Like, I don't know what kind of peas that is. God, that's like some big peas. But yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, run that, man. Let's do
that's
that.
That's what we're going to finish with. And then...
Yes.
Yeah, then I guess thank you so much for this episode.
Yeah, thank you, man.
This was fun.
Thank you both. Definitely. Thank you both. You lot are amazing.
I'm feeling very uplifted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Feeling dogified. Yeah. Just.
Thank you so much for taking the time, mate, to come and visit
man.
The Lake Radio.
Yeah.
Come back soon.
Yeah. I feel like family. I feel like, yeah, I feel like great experience.
That's really, yeah, likewise. So it was such a pleasure to have you in the studio and to get to know a bit more. And thank you so much, Martha, for making all
thanks
of this
for
happen.
My t-shirt and stuff and my gifts and stuff. Yeah, it was really good.
Lots of thank yous
gave
in the room.
So many. Yeah, yeah,
we'll
definitely.
Continue those during Celine Dion.
Let's
do this.
Dogified.
Dogified, the most dogified of all. Let's do this. Listen to them pianos, dude. Listen to them.
Which is perfect because we've been having this flute theme in our
show. Flute is going off. Wow.
Every night in my dreams, I see you. I feel you. That is how I know you. Go on, far across the distance and spaces between us, you have come to show you. Go on, near, far, wherever.
Always go on.